That's the sound of kids describing what they should do if they see a gun on the street. A table adorned with everything from footballs to Barbie dolls occupies the side of Maston Boys and Girls Club gym on Tuesday. They are items given to children who turn in their toy guns in the hopes of deterring violence. Buffalo anti-violence group Fathers is partnering with other local groups to provide the toys deemed more appropriate and to talk to youngsters about the dangers of guns. Buffalo Fathers President Leonard Lane says it's hard to take a gun away from a young man.
We hear now that a young man rather be caught with a gun than without a gun. So if everybody has to have a gun, we have to find ways to take these things off the street. I'm not talking about illegal guns. I'm talking about illegal guns we want to take off the street. So we have to start young, we have to start early, and we have to do it now.
For 5 years, the city of Buffalo had a buyback program for real guns in an effort to curb gun-related crimes. Buffalo State criminal justice professor Scott Phillips researched the data.
If the assumption was that the gun buybacks would have an impact on crime, reducing crime, whether it was homicides, robberies, basically if the assumption is gun buyback will reduce crimes in those kinds of areas, the assumption's incorrect.
Scott says the findings in Buffalo mirror data done in other cities. Lacking any data on toy gun exchanges, Scott says he applauds this local effort.
I see it as a worthy endeavor, something they might not have any clear research on, but hey, look, let's try something. Maybe we can disconnect the acceptability of guns in these people's minds when they're kids.
Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.